And now we're recording. Okay, Jan, I hear you have had a wow of a day. Are you up to telling us a bit about it?
I've had a very interesting few days.
Yeah. Can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, is that better?
Yes.
Yes, we started out yesterday morning with a calf that had to be pulled, and it came out alive in spite of being really looking like it was dead. That put us on a high, but then it didn't make it yesterday afternoon. That was the end of that. So that sent me back to being flat. But a session with Sandy sort of cleared a lot of things up regarding that and some other things. And
yeah. So our big topic for discussion today, or the two things that we want to talk about today, is can we feel the benignness of the universe in everything? If you felt flat, do you think the getting at what was behind that, you know, understanding the big picture behind the calf dying, do you think that's going to make it easier for you to flow with feelings around that kind of thing from now on?
It will definitely help.
Yeah. Even to this day, I don't flow with everything. Sometimes I have to pause and sit down and meditate. My thing is, you know, meditating and feeling into the willingness. Carolyn's is that pause place that she does. Yours is yours was different again. Your uniqueness that you found last week was really gorgeous. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Ines is in from Germany. How are you, gorgeous? Okay, we can't hear you. I've got you open. Okay. Yep, there was a bit of background noise there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Super. How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm working today. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to step away from the noise a little bit just so you can hear me. I'm so glad it works.
Good. Okay. I'm just dropping deeper into connection with you than usual, even to make that easier for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can really feel my heart going woomph, woomph. Yummy. Okay, let's go. I'm coming back to open Jan up. Actually, I'm going to go back to Ina's, if you don't mind, because if she's got work flowing and might get pulled out of where we are, then maybe starting with her is going to be more productive. I'll be back to you in a minute. Yes, I was just thinking, if you've got that pause place for a minute, then it might be better to start with you, Enes. So the topic for today is, can we feel the benignness of the universe when the crap hits the fan in our lives? Have you ever deliberately tried to feel the benignness of the universe, Enes? Yep, sound's gone again. Okay, we're not going to start with Enes. Back to you, Jan. So, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Drop into your inner awareness space in whatever way works best for you. Ooh, you are good at that now. Very well done. Okay, so now, can you feel the benignness of the universe? Can you feel the way everything happens for your benefit?
Not yet, but okay. I can sort of feel that that's a possibility.
Okay, so we're actually going to do a little exercise. I think we might actually all do it together. I was going to do it with you one by one, but we might do it all together and then follow you up one by one. So everybody, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Actually, let me just talk for a second about why we're doing this. If we can feel the benignness, if we can feel the benefit that the universe brings to everything for us, that everything that happens with us and for us and around us and all that kind of stuff, if we can feel that, if we can truly feel that in the essence of us, can you imagine how that's going to transform our lives? How much easier it's going to make. Yep, we've got your sound again now, Enes. That's super. Yep, we can hear you again. That's wonderful. Okay, I'll mute it. Can you feel how that's going to cut through resistance? Because if we can feel the benignness of the universe, if we can feel that everything is for our benefit in one way or another, then it's going to be even easier to flow with our feelings around it and find that expanded connection to all that is around it and everything that flows from that, the understanding, the conflict resolution, the infinite possibilities. Yeah, just feel the excitement of that. Okay. So everybody, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And drop into your inner guidance system the way that works best for you. Whether that's awareness of your breath and the way that the ribs are moving, or whether it's allowing the thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind, whatever thoughts and ideas are flowing across your mind, all the way to the gold at the bottom of them, whether it's your emotional feel, allowing the emotions to flow and just observing them. Whether it's the energy in your body that brings you into inner awareness easiest. The flowing of the energy or the stuckness of it. Just observing everything that's going on in your body. Okay. Excuse me, having a little cough. I'm just dropping in deeper and deeper into the awareness that whatever happens in this little meditation, this little meditation exercise, is utterly perfect for each of us. Probably going to be completely unique for each of us. So let's check out whether it feels good first to set our intention to feel the benignness of the universe. I'm going to express that differently because it may not be the best word for everybody. You could also think of it as, can you feel the connection to the universe in a way that you know the universe has your back, that everything that happens has its purpose and benefit for you. For me, it's been an active, a knowing that the universe has actively got my back, actively got a beautiful purpose in everything that comes up in my life. So let's just check with everybody. I'm going to open everybody up for a second and check that everybody actually feels good to set their intention to feel that active universe has got my back stuff, that active, yeah, okay. Let me just open everybody up and check. Is there anybody that doesn't feel good with setting this intention? Cool. Okay. Does anybody need some clarity around setting this intention? Some clearness? I'll express it in a number of different ways so that it makes it easier for everybody. Okay, we're all cooking with gas. Okay, so paying gentle attention to everything that's going on in our bodies. Just feeling into the decision, feeling into this gentle decision the gentle intention to feel for ourselves, to know for ourselves that the universe really is . bringing everything into our lives for a reason that is for our benefit, that is actively for our benefit. Can you feel that benign influence of the universe? Let's just sit with this for a minute. Interesting that it should happen that quickly. Ines, I think you've got your sound back. Have you? Oh, gosh, we could hear it before. Hang on. You're on the board twice, so I'll open up the other one. Try again. Okay, I still can't hear you. Charles, could you feel how knowing the benignness of the universe, of everything the universe sends to your life, can you feel how that would totally transform your flowing with your feelings?
Yes, for sure.
So what happened? I know it was a very short little thing, but it felt very powerful. Could you feel it?
Yeah, I kind of had a lesson on the other day, actually.
Okay. Tell us. Nothing like validation.
Okay, so it's not my goal. It's not anywhere near it. But I went out fishing and did very well, caught lots of fish, caught my legal limit. And as soon as I got home, put on Facebook to the town community page that the first four people could have free fish for tonight. And within like 2 minutes, they had the people who want them and went and gave it to them. And the feeling of joy in that was so great. Kind of like the feeling of my goal, but in searching for the feeling of my goal, it's like kind of pretending and, you know, thinking of the future, but and not quite getting the feeling, like feel the vague feeling, but this was such a strong feeling of joy, and it kind of linked me to the...
Ah, so there's a little bit of breaking up in your phone. But what you were saying is that the feeling of joy you got from giving away the fish
is the same as the feeling of my goal, yeah.
Ooh.
And so I kind of get that in.
Yeah.
So now when I'm feeling into things, it's much stronger.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Okay. Can you
and
see
it just
how
happened
that...
out of the blue and I didn't have to work for it?
Yep. Can you see how you can use the same flow when crappy stuff happens in your life? When stuff you think is crappy? Because that's what this is partly about.
Yeah.
Being able to use the same flow for whatever's happening in our lives. And gosh, you know, I can feel Sandra talking in my head. Hang on, I'm going to open her up. She can talk in your heads instead of mine. That was hilarious, Sandra. you had something to say a little differently around the something about the expansion of joy is even more important than understanding the crap.
For Charles there, it's like it's just another beautiful way the universe is showing you how good things, goals can be achieved with no effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so you didn't even have set out with that intention, but yeah, it's what you're putting out there comes back and show you in different ways of you're on the right track. Actually, sometimes it's almost like if you have a drive to work and don't have to jam on the brakes with any kangaroos, you know you're on the right track.
Clearly, Sandra lives where there's a lot of kangaroos jumping across the road. Yeah, just soak that up for a minute, Charlie. Notice everything in your body, because that's really landing.
Good things can come easily.
That to you is the benignness of the universe, the effortlessness of it. Wow, even as I say that, I can feel my legs more anchored to the earth. What's happening with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Sitting on the couch listening. As I said, I got this message like 2-3 days ago.
Yep. Lovely.
Yeah.
That's all right, sweetie. I was just feeling into that with you, and I could feel my legs really strongly anchored to the earth. So I'm thinking. I'm thinking that happened, that had some relationship to you, but maybe it doesn't. Who knows? Okay, I'm going to check with Enid.
Maybe it did at the time, days ago.
Oh, my God, I'm doing so much forwards and backwards in time stuff at the moment. Huh, good point. I must tell you the story of... my story about the benignness of the universe this week. Actually, I will. I'll tell you that story now. We've had air, earth, fire, and water. I think I told you that the other day. We've had earth. We've had a big a really big earthquake. We've had water, too much water. We've had a flood in the kitchen, minor flood, but minor damage in the scheme of things, but an effort to get it cleaned up. And lots of anti-mould stuff and painting to be done afterwards inside a cupboard. Our water pump blew up, so we didn't have enough water. So we had too much water, not enough water. Then we had no fire. We had fire. We had a stove element blew up. And when the young man came to fix it, he touched a wire in the fuse box, which almost brought us, could have brought us a house fire. We had power flickering on and off from a loose connection in the fuse box. So what have we got? And we had a storm that was very big everywhere else and just wasn't big just over this direct area around us, which was the air thing. So the benignness of the universe is really interesting. I'd known that to have, it had come to my attention, the air, earth, fire and water all happening in such a short period of time had come to my attention and had me thinking there's a message in here for me. And this is before the, you know, the possibilities, the house fire that didn't happen, that I'm so grateful didn't happen. And I had a fall on top of that. One of those horrible almost falls where you fall over and stop yourself and it actually hurts worse than if you'd hit the ground in the first place. And feeling into all these things was like, come on, there's some guidance going on here, Jenny. Jennifer, you should be paying attention to this a little bit more than you are. And that was when I felt into the benignness of the universe. And even as the lights were flickering and the weird connection was going on and we isolated what was happening and turned the power off and and changed the potential for the house fire. There was this feeling of how benign the universe is in sending all these, you know, things that you could have thought of as crappy. And when I felt into them, I got an insight about someone that was incredibly important and just wondering how best to express this. Actually, I don't need to take it any further. It just brought me an insight about someone whose energy needed diffusing around here. And no, it's not my husband. Okay, Inez, you've come back in for a third time. Let me open up for you. Were you able to hear that that little meditation about feeling into the how benign the universe is? Oh, darling, we've still got no sound. Try the phone instead. Okay. I'm back down to you, Jan.
Yep.
What did you feel when we did that little meditation? Was that a bit easier to feel the if this is another way of expressing the rightness behind the wrongness, isn't it?
I can feel the possibilities of it.
Cool.
But I guess because I've spent so long thinking that if you don't get the message the first time, it comes back harder the second time, even though I've had no proof of that, to spend so long thinking that is going to be hard to get past.
Okay, that is an incredibly important thing. See, I've come to notice, I must admit, that was part of a spiritual teaching that I got taught, but it's not true. I've noticed that the universe can send us easier ways of doing it, just different. So right now, let me explain this a bit more for everybody else, so we're all on the same page. My teachers taught me that if we didn't get a lesson the first time, it would come back harder the next time, and then harder the next time, and then harder the next time, until you're getting hit over the head with a frying pan. And now my experience has been that that is not actually true. That the lesson can come in easier the next time, just differently. So right now, if that was what your teaching was, then take your attention inside and set your intention to understand the truth of that, whether that's true or not. Because by gosh, that's going to make a big difference, isn't it, Jan? Because we get what we get what we expect. We get what we focus on. So if we're focused on a lesson coming in harder, then it's going to come in harder.
Yes, and easier sounds like a much better option.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay, so feel your way to set that intention. Feel that intention clearly in you. Not just listening to my words, but feeling into yourself for your own words about knowing the truth of that, knowing the truth. Can the lesson come in easier and smoother? It's a fascinating mixture because, you know, even the hard lessons can be done so easily. When we flow with the understanding of them. When we flow with the understanding of them. And is that true?
It certainly feels good to think that that's the way it can be.
Okay. So from this feeling good, feel for the, what word's going to work for you? Benignness works for me, but feel the universe's there. There.
There's no actual words coming, it's just a feeling.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for, the feeling of it. The feeling of it that is going to melt our resistance. Super. Soak that up. I'm going to open up Deb with you. You're feeling that really clearly, aren't you, Deb?
Yeah. It is, and it's once again, I don't know that there's another word, but yeah, it's definitely a feeling that I haven't got language to put to.
That's okay, because this is about feeling.
Mm.
Can you feel how this feeling is going to make it so easy to flow with the things that happen and the feelings that you get? And that it's going to make it so much easier to flow into the heart of the paradox, the rightness behind the wrongness, and the it's all going to just happen so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like the battle is no longer required. There is no battle because you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
And whether that plays out in a much broader context, not only is it a battle in the moment, but hopefully as a collective we can, yeah, no longer have to do that. Wouldn't that be a joyous thing?
Yeah. Jan actually saw... some of the, what I think was the Akashic Records a week or two back, and the words she got given were that this clinic is much bigger than any of us ever realised. And I think that's exactly why, Deb, the ripple effect of this is enormous.
Mm.
Have you had
the nice
any...
thing about it, the nice thing about it is that you don't need to know what that like. Yeah, you don't need to know how deep and far and everywhere else it's going to go. It just
no, we just have to attend to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were about to say something else.
I was just about to ask Jan if she'd had any more. Excursions into the Akashic Records.
No, not yet. No.
It's going to be interesting. It's the place where it's like a gigantic library. Actually, let's not limit your experience of that by somebody else's idea of what it is. that'll just unfold perfectly for you. Okay. Robin, I'm opening you up.
Yeah.
Could you actually feel that?
Well and truly, I've been sitting there for the last couple of days.
Tell us about...
Either feel that or just completely and utterly panic, so let's go for the easier option.
Explain.
Explain, well, as I put in that email, I've got quite some insight as to where I want to go, but I actually found most of that in my first session with Caroline before we even started the course.
Yeah.
But the findings I've had in the last week or so is that it's to do with me learning to be vulnerable, learning to actually be prepared to feel the emotions, to come out almost of hiding. And if I'm not going to believe the universe is vulnerable, I'm out of here. Sorry, if I'm not going to believe the universe is benign, that's enough.
That is another way of expressing the being prepared to be vulnerable was what it was like for me in the early days. It doesn't actually feel vulnerable anymore.
Yeah, well, that's certainly where I'd like to get to and where I'm intending to do my most willingness to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just feeling into the truth of that. I've had so much validation of the gift in it. And it's so empowering. That was the word Sandra just flicked through to me. It's so empowering to do it like that. That feeling of newness and is it going to work and am I going to be safe in this place? Just becomes a non-event. In fact, my safety depends on it, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
My personal power depends on it. My personal power depends on my willingness to be vulnerable.
My power and my contribution, whatever that turns out being, is where, is, yes, the message that's coming loud and clear.
Yeah, super. So I'm going to just ask you again, when we went in just then to feel it, could you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. One more little step. One more little step. Are you willing to really feel it? Just the willingness.
Yep.
There. Did you feel that expansion of your third eye?
Not really. I'm not good at feeling that one yet.
Okay, cool. I did. My third eye just went woomph. Notice what's happening in your body. Carolyn said, did you feel it in your heart or your mind?
My heart more.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Can you feel how flowing with our feelings is going to be so much easier when we've felt how much the universe works for our benefit? That everything that comes
for us.
I think that
one's more about you being willing to feel it.
Cool. So can you actually feel the willingness?
Yes, definitely.
There you go. There's some, I've got some lower back base chakra stuff happening in me when I think of that. Well done. Well done. Gosh, that's going to make life so much easier because it's just going to cut through everything. Judy, how are you going, Sunshine?
Yeah, good, thank you. As I was sitting there, at first I was sort of thinking and feeling, no, all I can feel is me. And
can you come a little, just pause for a second, can you come a little closer to the mic? There you go.
Yes, perfect. Yep. Okay, so initially I was sitting here and in the last couple of days, I've been seeing swallows flying around, and I absolutely love it. It fills me with joy. And so, but I was sitting here sort of thinking, well, is that the universe, or is that just me being happy experiencing nature? And so just a moment ago, as I'm thinking that, all of a sudden I felt like I was one with the universe, just for a little while, not for long actually.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and yeah, that felt nice.
Wow. There's a lady called Anita Morjani who wrote a book called Dying to Be Me. Brilliant book for anybody who works as a healer, like works in the healing professions.
Mm-hmm.
She had a near-death experience from a cancer that was literally eating great holes in her body, and she was in her death coma when she had the near-death experience, and she came back from it spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And spontaneously healed. I'm trying to think of the name of the guy who sent a doctor to Hong Kong to the hospital to verify the truth of her story, because it was so important and so powerful. Wayne Dwyer sent a doctor to Hong Kong. And it's a true story. And what she said was, she used this, one of the stories in her book, is that it was like you can shine a torch, a flashlight, on, you know, there's this big warehouse full of this infinite things in this warehouse. The warehouse itself is infinite. And you've got a torch and a flashlight, and you can shine the torch on little bits of it at a time. And that's our aha moments, you know, those small that small connection that you just felt. Now you know that exists. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, I like it.
And then, Anita said that the big expansion into all that is that stays out there, you know, that goes woomph and stays out there, that's like lighting up the whole warehouse all at the same time. I love Sandra's sense of humour. She says LED lights. And that feeling that you got, that expansion into all that is for a minute, that feeling can happen when you get the answer, when you get the right answer in that integration of your left and right hand brain as well.
Ah, okay.
So, your goal for the clinic was to learn more about healing. Is there anything that you want to have a feel into tonight that you'd like the answer to?
Well, since our last meeting, I've had a vision of a koala, and then when I looked that up, it was that I need to heal myself before I can heal others. So if I were to have a vision into myself and how to heal myself, that would be good.
Okay. So come closer to the mic because... Yeah, that's better. So healing ourselves is really interesting. Healing anybody is really interesting, but healing ourselves is even more interesting. Let's start from a slightly different perspective. Take your attention inside and notice all the ways in which your body is miraculously performing perfectly. Which part of your body do you think needs healing?
My large intestine. Okay. And possibly... Yeah.
And possibly what?
Possibly my pancreas.
Okay. So let your attention go down to your large intestine. And feel how brilliantly your body is dealing with everything down there. Just allow yourself to notice all the ways in which your body is actually looking after you. All the ways that it's compensating. All the cells that are regenerating. All the stuff that's being flushed from your body that it doesn't need in that beautiful process. All the ways that your body's communicating with itself. Just observe what is. Because here's the thing, sweetheart. If we go fixing stuff before we observe what is, we're probably going to get in the way. It's in the observation of what is that the whatever action you need to take to support the process will come to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
So instead of going around in circles, you can actually cut through. There. Now that's a different feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is actually.
The miracles of our body. I actually put a little thing up on the master page about the three systems of life, the three life patterns that we carry. And as kinesiologists, Judy, we were taught that there was a not rightness about them, the three miasms. Whereas in effect, one of those miasms is our body's ability to grow new cells, have someone's arm almost chopped off and the flesh to reach across, to grow new cells and reach across the chasm of that cut and heal it, to reach across the chasm of a broken bone and lay in new cells of bone, like far out. Why would we ever want to slow that down? And then I'm not going to use the words of the miasms because they're not going to mean anything to everybody else, but then there's another miasm that is our body's ability to remove stuff from our body that it doesn't need. It's the what you call the flushing system. And in every cell of our body, there's this amazing ability, even within the cell itself, to kind of flow out the stuff that it doesn't need. And then we've got organs that are specially for that purpose as well. But even inside every cell it happens. Gosh, can you feel the rippling effect of that in your body? Like...
Yes.
The wonder of it. And then the next miasm is the communication system. It's all all the hormones and the endocrine system, the brain chemicals and the spinal cord and all the nerve cells, all the ways in which our body communicates with every other part of our body and with us. And we call it pain when it's in overwhelm. But man, we don't want to be closing down the whole system here. Every cell of our body has the ability to communicate with every other cell in our body. Holy shit. It puts a different complexion on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does indeed.
And our immune system is the combination of all those three things. And there's your little feeling of expansion. Did you feel that?
I did, yeah.
What happened? What was just happening?
I was just feeling into the sense of belief about my body working to heal itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Let's kind of dig a little deeper into that. Is it true that your body is working to heal itself in the most incredibly wonderful way?
Yes.
Can you feel the truth of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm smiling like crazy about? This is exactly the same thing. This is just a slightly different approach to exactly the same topic of conversation here tonight, which is the rightness of the universe, the perfectness of the things that the universe brings into our lives. And the extension of that is that the universe has our back. That everything is for our good reason. And really, this is exactly the same thing, isn't it?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, your intestines are doing a little happy dance. Can you feel the cells literally dancing with life?
I could before, yes. And now they feel like they're buzzing. Yes.
That is seriously gorgeous. Can you feel how coming at it like this, you're adding to the miracle of your body's performance,
that makes sense.
whatever you want to call it, whatever it's doing. You're adding to the miracle instead of looking for the problem. In fact, did you feel how it changed in your body a little bit, even as I said, looking for the problem? Even as I used those words, it was like just kind of took the high off a bit. Wow,
yeah.
Isn't that an important observation? So back to feeling the miracle of the way that your body works to heal itself.
Yep.
Feel the dance of the cells and your connection with every cell of your body. I've got ripples of energy going up and down my back. Wow, that feels super. So just a reflection, just to kind of, you know, tie this up in a beautiful bow, a package with a beautiful bow on it. Can you feel how the intestinal problem that you had
mm.
was actually a gift from the universe.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I understand.
There. So even that, forgive me for using the pun, so even the crappiness of that has a perfection about it.
Yes.
Can you feel how recognizing that so clearly all the way to your bones is going to change all the other things that you might have thought of as crappy?
Yes.
Just sit with that for a minute. Feeling how that feels in your body. Wow. And I've been practicing this for a long time, Judy, and we all do our path and our journey in a different way. Sandra doesn't get any of this stuff anymore. She just has no worries. There's perfection in everything and it's there on autopilot. That's not my experience at this point in my life. I flow with almost everything easily, but every now and again I need some support. No, actually, let me rephrase that. Every now and again it speeds things up to have some support.
Yes.
I don't actually need it at all. But it certainly speeds things up. You'll be doing your journey uniquely.
Mm.
But I have a feeling that you just transformed it.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Way to go, Sunshine. Okay. Lynn, you got caught with late clients, I gather.
No, I had mucked up my times. I really, really thought it was 7 o'clock start and I have been home and I set my alarm for 6 to remind me to start at 7 and not get sidetracked. So something's going on with my time.
Ooh, you've got a time thing happening.
I know, and I've been so looking forward to it all day, like really, really looking forward to it. So as soon as I went in and I looked at the clock and I was like, oh, no. So there's definitely something going on for me around, I don't know what, I'll have to have it. I'm still buzzy from realising what I've done.
Okay, so here's a classic. This is a great opportunity to actually feel into. What we're feeling into is the benignness of the universe, that the universe really does have our back. But I wanted you to actually feel into it. So using this example of sitting at home and waiting for 7 o'clock and it actually being a 6 o'clock start, 6 on Wednesday, 7 a.m. on Sundays.
Oh, that's it. I nearly went and double checked and I went, no, it's always 7. Like earlier today, whenever I set the alarm, I was like, no, it's 7. It's 7. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. So this is, here's a simple little answer. Carolyn just said, how gorgeous that you're feeling good and buzzy about being late rather than feeling crappy or wrong.
Well, I'm but kind of busy, like confused, buzzy. It's like, what's the meaning of all of this?
Okay, so drop into it. Take your attention inside and just flow into understanding why.
Oh, I think I already know.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I think it's just a sign that how important it is. Like I'm nearly, nearly teary. Like it's in having tears. It's a sign that it's so lovely, and I'm getting so much out of it that it's like a little reminder for me to, I don't know, maybe not be slack or to just put that little bit of extra effort in to focus on these sort of things or to keep doing it, because it's not something, this is the first thing I've done for a while where I've really focused on myself, so rather than others. So, yeah, or in this realm anyway, so.
Okay, so can you feel the questioning feeling that you've got right now?
Yeah.
Cool. Just pay gentle attention to it. Open up to it. Allow yourself to feel everything about that gentle questioning feeling.
I feel like someone's slapping me across the back of the head as if I'm not getting it. It's really weird. It's kind of like I've got this mental image of someone going, whack, 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 wake up. But I don't, yeah.
Okay. So that's your mental feel at work, right? The image that you're getting and the thoughts that are coming with it is your mental feel at work. So just flow with that. Don't think of that as, sorry, that's silly to say, don't think. Allow yourself to follow the negative thoughts even, because they're even not negative. Just follow them. You could just, Sandra did this with a couple of people today. Set your intention to notice everything about your mental feel. Your mental feel is the thoughts and the ideas and the images. Feel your way into the intention to expand your mental feel, to become aware of everything about your mental feel. To bring your mental feel to the front.
I'm not sure I fully understand that I'm doing that, especially bringing it to the front. I feel like that means that I'm thinking more.
Thinking is your mental feel at work.
Is that a good thing? I'm still not clear.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's part of your strength. So just allow those thoughts to flow. Just notice them.
I think it's just all about, even though the thoughts are there, that it's not, that I don't really have to think it through. I just have to trust that there's a purpose behind it all. Either I didn't need to be there, or I needed to come in right at the moment that I did, or I need to listen to the recording. I trust there's a reason for it, but my brain naturally goes into, ooh, what's going on? Why?
Okay, so what thought is coming up most often?
Probably the why, like the what's the message, what's the meaning?
Okay, cool.
Probably looking for the meaning in
why, even because I definitely thought about double checking the time, and then I was still confident it was 7. So even though I've been at 6 all the other times,
Okay. Here's another thing to try. When one feel is not working for you as well as you want it to, then feel into another one. So that's your mental feel is your thoughts and ideas. If that's not bringing you that answer to that questioning feeling, then the why, then feel for the, try feeling the energy in your body. Just notice and observe the energy in your body. Now there's a change. It's like there's a big rolling energy going on here. And then you could observe what your heart feels like.
That's pretty open, I think. I feel.
Yeah, soak that up.
Could it have something to do with, like, the messages, like, that the... I'm not for one second saying the content isn't important, because it is, and I will go and listen to the recording, because I would like to hear how everyone else is going. But it could it be some reinforcement that I'm trying to get the words, that you can drop into it at any of this stuff, you can drop into it at any time.
Hang on, you muted yourself.
Sorry.
I didn't do that. But I'm smirking here. I'm laughing away quietly because that's exactly right.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, notice that flushing through your system. So the subject of tonight, you know, the thing that I wanted to kind of bring to everybody's attention is that the perfection in even the crappy stuff. Now, this is just a small example, but feel the expansion of that. When Sandra, in her, you know, lovely outback Aussie accent, talks about so ever so quietly about the perfection, that's what she's talking about. Can you feel the perfection of the universe in everything that happens? Can you feel it? You certainly felt it in this one instance tonight. And and just setting your intention is enough. So you can come back, because you just went into trying too hard a little, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you're good. Yeah.
So just come back to setting your intention to notice the perfection in even the crappy things that happen. You know, Judy was just experiencing the joy of all her cells working in this miraculous dance of life. Operating in their perfection, even though the symptoms that she's experiencing, you would consider less than perfect if you weren't coming at it from this point of view. That was a bit confusing, sorry. So you're just feeling into your intention to notice the perfection of everything that happens. There, that's nice and simple.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think when I went off track and went back into the think mode was when I was going, oh, have I missed anything? That was more that kind of, have I missed out? Which is okay, because I can go back into the recording. That's like, it's easy to do, but that's what threw me, I think.
And it's going to be incredibly interesting when you go back from through and listen to the recording and come back to me shrugging, going, I didn't miss anything because I felt it anyway.
Hmm.
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah.
So can you feel your way, and this is everybody, can you feel your way through to an intention to feel, to notice the perfection of the universe in everything? Does that feel good to do? And if it does, then literally feel your way into that intention to notice the perfection in everything. This is so far beyond words, it's not funny. So Ina's, I know the phone's not working properly tonight, the sound's not working properly tonight, but can you feel the perfection
in everything. And in the moments that you can't feel it, can you feel into your intention to notice the perfection in everything? Something just happened with Jan. What just happened with you, Jan? I've still got you open, Lynn.
Yep.
Jan. All smiley. Okay, cool. We're busy feeling it. Deb. Could you feel that intention around the perfection?
Yeah. Nicely been playing with it. Yeah, for a couple of days.
Ah, what a surprise. Everybody's been playing with it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
How super. Well, that's interesting because I decided this was going to be the topic a couple of days ago. Because I'm flowing with the group. We've got a big picture of what we're doing, but we're flowing with everybody's needs. And I'd actually just made this decision a couple of days ago and everybody's flowing with it already. Super.
Good little tune, Pete.
Yeah. Well, it's that this group is an amplified field and we're all in it all the time, not just at class time. Okay. Robin.
Yo.
How was that?
Sorry, Kat's joining in too.
How did that intention to feel the perfection feel?
It feels like a great big sphere around me and all I'm doing.
Ooh. Wow. Like a safety container.
More than that, it's all to, I guess partly it's that and partly it's the whole cycle and the way life just evolves and revolves and comes and goes, and I don't really have the words for it.
High five. High five, you've got that.
I'm
loving the different ways that people are expressing the same thing. The different ways people are experiencing the same thing. Yeah, super. Sorry, Lynn, now go on.
I was going to say, is it anything like when, you know, when you see... kind of like an atom, but more complex than that. Like, like the sphere. I've got this idea that it's kind of like this. I don't know what it's called, but it looks a little bit like an atom. All the lines curling around. Does that make sense?
Ooh. Carolyn just pointed out that when we can't find the words for something, it's because our feelings are ramping up.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is, which is to be appreciated.
Yeah, so, but it wasn't, for, it's not for me, it's for, it was Robin that said it, wasn't it? That's got the sphere,
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But just, like, yeah, I can see it like a geodesic shape or, I can't think of the right words.
What you're seeing, I suspect, Lynn, is the Melchizedek ball that you've seen on the wall at Vivian's house.
Yes, yes. I haven't seen it at Viv's, but I know what it looks like. So, yes, something like that.
Yep. Okay. Super. Charlie, let's open you up.
Yeah.
How did that intention to notice the perfection in everything feel for you?
When I got there, it was like a warmth in the back of my head that ran down my spine and into the ground.
Ooh.
That's the only way I can describe it. And it's like really warm.
Oh my goodness. That's the same place that you experience your headaches, isn't it? When you get really angry and you squash your angry down and you get those shocking, shocking headaches. Or you used to when you were a kid.
No, they were more at the front.
Oh, okay. So what's the back of the brain thing? That's literally your Einstein factor. Your autopilot Einstein factor.
Well.
So you could, for some reason, I'm tempted to say, do it again now. Do it again now. Find it again now. Just on purpose. Feel that intention to notice the perfection of the universe, the perfection of everything. Carolyn's laughing all the way over in Portugal at my, do it again now, do it again now. What I'm trying to draw your attention to is that you can have this whenever you want it, easily. That's my lighthearted,
do it the first time, now. But the second time, no, I couldn't do it then. The first
time,
yeah.
Okay, so let's find the way there again so that you can find your way easily. Feel. Just your intention. It's the willingness to feel it.
No, it's gone now. I think I'm feeling on the spot, maybe.
Okay, so this is interesting because let's just see if we can find another way in. That's the beauty of this work. In fact, this is literally the benignness of the universe. This is literally the perfection of stuff. Just find another way in. I remember.
Yeah, I'm gonna imagine I'll give them. Sorry, you go.
Sorry, say that again.
I was just imagining giving away another fish, and there it runs.
Woohoo! Can you feel the celebration, all of us celebrating with you, the ease of that? Carolyn's over in Portugal doing a little happy dance all over her chair. Woohoo, flippin' who, Charlie, she says. That easy. So let's just put in perspective this. This is the place in your brain. This is the place in your mind, body, and spirit. This is your connection to all that is for resolving conflict, for creating. So when you want the next step for your power, your goal of bringing power to one person, unlimited power to one person, when you're looking for the next step, you just find that feeling of the fish. And there it goes. Do it again. Do it again now. Come on. Come on. Do it again now. There. It was there that easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this is your conflict resolution. This is your understanding somebody else, so that resolving conflict requires no compromise. That's going to come in very handy with your children's mother, particularly. And me, it'll come in very handy with me. It's a place, it's the place where your next step for what you're creating is going to come from. It's opening up the infinite possibilities of the universe. It's everything. And the answers don't necessarily flow instantly. But when you go into that place and open up to look for them or to notice them, they're going to come. You can feel the truth of that, can't you?
I was just feeling that, yeah, just breathing into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And that's anchored now. That's what I call all the way to your bones. Carolyn's got so much energy running that she can feel her body vibrating and jiggling inside. Hang on, my phone's just open. Come back here. Almost the beginnings of that shaking thing I had. Carolyn's actually activating the Kundalini energy, which is quite an extraordinary thing to do. Extraordinarily beautiful thing to do. Oh, Sandra said, actually in seeing and feeling the perfection of all, they can feel the unconditional love that comes with that. So that was that warm kind of feeling that you were feeling there, Charlie. That was the unconditional love that flows with that perfection stuff. Okay. Whew. Have I spoken to everybody. I've spoken to everybody except Ina's, but we've worked with her too. I'm just going to pause and bring a little bit of extra to Ina's. Gosh, the power I feel in you, Sunshine. Kind of soft and incredibly powerful. And then there came a softness in it. Lovely. Well, folks, I think that's a beautiful place to bring an end to our call. Oh, let's open up everybody at the same time. Does anybody have any questions? Anything left incomplete? Anything that wants anything extra right now?
I still had some issues getting onto the recording, so I don't know why it didn't work, but maybe that's why Lynn might be the one to show me how to do it.
Okay. I've actually put a link to every recording on the master page. I did it earlier today.
Yeah, I had a look. I just couldn't find it. So sorry, I'm not saying it's not there. I just didn't know how to find it.
Couldn't find the link or yeah. Couldn't find the master page.
No, couldn't find the link. What's the heading?
Okay. Yeah, I did have that same trouble too.
That's weird.
Thank you, Charlie, for saying that because I thought that I was feeling pretty silly.
Okay, because I put each recording up twice. It's got an audio player, so each call has the heading of the call, like week one, Wednesday, week one, Sunday, Saturday, and then underneath that is the audio player, and then under that is an alternate link. If the audio player doesn't work.
Jen, if that helps. I don't think. Oh, so you go, Charlie.
My emails come through with the link at the top, and that's the one that worked, and the one that was underneath didn't work, and that was waiting for tonight's phone call. I'm not sure if that helps you. I'm not sure if you've got the same email.
Okay. So the master page opened up okay?
Yes.
But then the links underneath it didn't. Okay. What we'll do is we'll get everybody to... go through to the master page and look at it after we finish the call and then text me, email me or whatever to let me know if it works or not. I know it's working because it's there now. I've seen it. I'm just wondering if it's a phone issue.
Jen, if we can't access it from the page, can you just email the link? So if we click on the link, it will take us straight in. Is it possible to put all the links in an email? That would solve the problem.
I've actually got a plan to, once a week for quite a while, to be sending you bits and pieces off that master page just to kind of keep you in the energy of the clinic.
Yeah, I got those. I think I got an email from you, which I haven't. I think I went into a link and I clicked on it from an email from you. I think it was yesterday or this morning. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I'm pretty sure it took me straight into it, and then I paused it and realised I needed to go back when I had more time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if everybody could just check out their master page, it's attached to this call. So where you're on web call, you can actually do it. And, Charlie, I sent you the link in Messenger today. So if everybody could check that and then let me know that they can actually open up the audio recordings on it. And if you can't, then I'll work with you individually to make sure that you can get it or figure out what's going on. Because I know that when I've, in fact, I've got the page here and it's all there. The audio recordings are there, the links are there, I put a whole heap of new stuff on it today. Okay, so we'll do that, but we'll make sure that it's working for every single person, if you could just give me that feedback. Okay, wow.
Okay.
Wow, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful evening. Love you all to bits. Charlie, can you find your fish place and do it now?
Yeah.
Woohoo! See, you can even do it under pressure. Oh, that is absolutely gorgeous. I'm thrilled to be. Okay, love you all. Talk on Sunday and during the week and whatever. Lots of love to you all. Bye.
Bye, Jan. Bye,
okay,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.